Good morning. We are live on the Daily Office Network with morning prayer. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and I'm here with 12 of the Lord's friends, a good number. Today is Monday, the 25th of March, 2024. It's Monday in Holy Week. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. Is it nothing to you, all who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. It's a Duccio painting from 1311, Christ accused by the Pharisees. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I'll lead us in the confession of sin. I'll ask Mother Marcia to pronounce the absolution and Addie to lead us in the invitatory. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen.
Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise to the Lord a shout with psalms. For you are a great God. You are great above all gods. In your hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are yours also. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for you are our God, and we are the people of your pasture and the sheep of your hand. Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
Thank you, Addie. Our psalm today is a portion of Psalm number 51. I'm going to ask John Hoyts if you would start this one for us, and Annie, if you would join in.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses.
Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me.
Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil and right.
And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment.
Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb.
For behold, you look for deep truth within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly.
Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed.
Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice.
Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful spirit.
I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you.
Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. O God of my salvation.
Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifices, but you take no delight in burnt offerings.
The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John and Annie. These are homeless people waiting for breakfast at St. Francis's Lutheran Church in San Francisco. Our first lesson is from Lamentations, chapter 1, verses 1 through 2 and 6 through 12. Paul, would you lead this one for us?
How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the provinces, has become a vassal. She weeps bitterly in the night, with tears on her cheeks. Among all her lovers she has no one to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. From daughter Zion has departed all her majesty. Her princes have become like stags that find no pasture. They fled without strength before the pursuer. Jerusalem remembers, in the days of her affliction and wandering, all the precious things that were heirs in days of old. When her people fell into the hand of the foe, and there was no one to help her, the foe looked on mocking over her downfall. Jerusalem sinned grievously, so she had become a mockery. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns her face away. Her uncleanness was in her skirts. She took no thought of her future. Her downfall was appalling, with none to comfort her. O Lord, look at my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. Enemies have stretched out their hands over all her precious things. She has even seen the nations invade her sanctuary, those whom you forbade to enter your congregation. All her people groan as they search for bread. They trade their treasures for food to revive their strength. Look, O Lord, and see how worthless I have become. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Paul. Our first canticle is the Song of Isaiah. Mother Marcia, would you lead this one?
Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my savior. Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things, and this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy. For the great one in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Marcia. Here's an icon of Christ carrying someone, and our caption reads, when is the last time that Jesus carried you? Our next reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Chad, would you lead this one?
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, including all the saints throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are abundant for us, so also our consolation is abundant through Christ. If we are being afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. If we are being consoled, it is for your consolation, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we are also suffering. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our consolation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Chad. Our next canticle is a song of the redeemed. Mother Marcia, would you lead this one as well?
O ruler of the universe, Lord God, great deeds are they that you have done, surpassing human understanding. Your ways are ways of righteousness and truth, O King of all the ages. Who can fail to do you homage, Lord, and sing the praises of your name? For you only are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Here's a Tissot painting that we are very familiar with, the Accursed Fig Tree. This is in the Brooklyn Museum. And our reading is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 12 through 25. Deacon Diana?
On the following day, when they came to Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, and it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple, and the overturned tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, "Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. And when the chief priests and the scribes heard it, they kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him, because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." The word of God.
Thanks be to God. And now the Apostles' Creed. John R., would you read this one for us?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Patricia, would you lead this, and then we'll read the suffrages?
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day, we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Lord, keep us from all sin today.
Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we put our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Thank you, Patricia. This is a different painting. This is Hans Melling, Last Judgment. It's the inevitable outcome of crucifixion and resurrection. And this is in the Museum Narodowa in Gdańsk, Poland. Let us look at it again. And now the collect of the day for Monday in Holy Week. A collect for the renewal of life and the Anglican Rosary Prayer. Robert, would you lead these three prayers for us?
Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, deliver far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your law and guide our feet into the way of peace. That having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, help me do the things I should, to be to others kind and good, and in all I do or say, grow more loving every day.
Thank you, Robert. And now our Monday morning prayer list, our most recent. We begin with prayers for our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, who's resuming work, light work, after surgery. We also pray for our deacon, Marge, who had a heart attack last week, a mild heart attack. And I chatted with her while she was in the hospital. She was hoping to be released this past weekend. We also pray for Yvonne, Keith and family, Mike, Father Roger, and Marianne, all who have suffered strokes. Yvonne suffered a stroke last week. She joined us one day and let us know how she was doing. She was also hoping to be released soon, and she said it was a mild stroke. We're also praying for me, recovering from a heart arrhythmia, and I'm still wearing a heart monitor, which I will have for one more week. We pray for Chad's daughter, Charlie, after dental surgery and her upcoming cornea transplant, and during her travels, that she is safe and protected. We also pray for Paul, Secretary Lloyd Austin, and King Charles III, all with prostate issues. We pray for Catherine, the Princess of Wales, with cancer. For Naylene, Tom B., and his wife Mariella. Naylene and Tom also have cancer. We pray for the Archbishop of Jerusalem, Hossam Naum. We pray for our Addie, who opened our service today with the invitatory, who is home after her surgery. We pray for Eric, Bishop Gretchen, and Jane, all waiting for transplants, and we pray for all of those in the transplant process, and we also pray for the donors and their families. We pray for Ed and Isabel. Isabel was laid off and is job hunting. We pray for John and Courtney, who are trying to conceive a child. We pray for Beth and Jim after surgery. Beth had surgery 2 weeks ago now. Pray for Dawn, who has herniated discs and severe pain. Dawn is with us now. We pray for Martha, and another surgery has been recommended, and she is trying to decide what is the best course of action to relieve her pain. We pray for Reverend Elaine after sciatica and recent surgeries, Bill B. with dementia, our own Patricia, who just read for us shortly ago, who had pneumonia and is recovering. And we pray for Leah, who's had implant surgery and had told us that her pain had been greatly alleviated. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you brought to the Lord? You can either place your prayer in the chat box and I'll read it aloud, or you can raise your hand and I'll call on you. What's on your hearts this Holy Week? What have you brought to the Lord today? I'm going to start out praying for all of those who are here in Minnesota and the upper Midwest who've been slammed with a blizzard. We've gotten probably close to a foot of snow in the last 24 hours, and the winds last night were 20 to 30, 40 miles an hour, and there's drifting starting, and we're forecasted to have this continue until Tuesday. I'm not as concerned for those of us that have a place to live that has heat and water and electricity, but I am concerned for those who have nowhere to live other than under a bridge or in a tent. From Father Michael, prayers for us as we soldier on after another positive for COVID here in Austria. Prayers for you, Father Michael, and for your wife, Susan. from Paul. Prayers for Dennis, who has recently been diagnosed with melanoma. Please pray for his healing. Please pray also for Jim, his dad, for strength at this time. And please pray for Hetty for healing. From Elizabeth, prayers for the homeless, the widows, the orphans, the imprisoned, the addicted, the oppressed, and the lonely and the hungry. From Deacon Diana, prayers for Deacon Dennis, whom we've missed on morning prayer. I reached out to Dennis some time ago and he said he was going to rejoin us, but he's not yet. He said he's just gotten out of the habit. From Elizabeth, prayers for nations in turmoil for God's intervention. For Patricia, please pray for Rich, Vera, Paul, all who are in the hospital. And from Paul, please pray for Charles, who is having leg pain. From Elizabeth, prayers for the bereaved families, for God's peace and comfort. From Carol, prayers of gratitude for the good in my life and those around me. From Elizabeth, prayers for the gun violence crisis in the city of Philadelphia and all over the world for God's intervention. Do we have other prayers? Did I miss anyone? Seeing no hands and no additional prayers, we'll continue with the prayer for the mission of the church. I'm going to ask Carol if you would lead this. And then I'll bless the Lord and bless us.
Ever-living God, whose will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. There's our donate button. Our video today is called Sing My Tongue, the Glorious Battle. It's number 166 in the Episcopal Hymnal, and this is the Church of the Redeemer in Morristown, New Jersey, in 2009. Well, that is morning prayer for the 25th of March 2024, Monday in Holy Week. Thank you for coming today and praying with us. Wherever you go today, take the love of Jesus in your heart, shine it into the world, make this a better place. Hope to see you tomorrow.